Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
Is there something in your life you're holding on to with all your might? You know it's sin, but you love it very much. You don't want Jesus' grace. You don't want to turn from your wicked ways. Is your sin really worth price of your soul? Will you really go to hell over something that won't make you whole? Your sin isn't worth the price of hell. This is the truth that the preacher tells. Give your whole life to Christ before time is over. You better decide. Your sin isn't worth the price of your soul. Lots of time, but the truth is that your time is very short. Take salvation now through faith. You may not live to see another day. Is your sin really worth the price of your soul? The flames of a burning hell are very close, so please don't ignore. Your sin isn't worth the price of hell. This is the truth that the preacher tells. Give your whole life to Christ before time is over. You better decide. Your sin isn't worth the price of your soul. Christian, what's in your life you're holding on to with all your might? Know it's sin, but you love it very much. You've accepted Jesus' grace, but you've turned back to your old sinful ways. Is your sin really worth the price of their souls? Will you send them to hell over something that won't make you whole? Your sin isn't worth the price of hell. This is the truth that the preacher tells. Give your whole life to Christ before time is over. You better decide. Sin isn't worth the price of their souls. Jesus paid our debts. He paid our debts in full.
He Amen. Thank the Lord. That's the Ellis family singing The Price of a Soul. Amen. We thank the Lord for that. I want to speak today just a little bit about a personal testimony and about what God has done in our life and how that the Lord saved us. And we just want to say that we appreciate the goodness of God and the things that God has allowed us to be involved in. I just magnify the Lord. What a blessing it's been. And, you know, I hear some preachers say this. I don't have no sad stories to tell. And I want to say that I agree with that 100%. Amen. This has been a victorious walk, and we're thankful that God has called us into the ministry, and what a blessing. I was saved at the age of 7 years old, and this is Pastor Youngblood from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church, and I was saved at 7 years old, and my granddaddy, Lars Rhodes, he was up preaching one night, and he was preaching about about being saved by the grace of God, and I remember that night. I looked up at my mama, pulled on her skirt tail, and I said, "Mama, I need to be saved." And she looked down at me and she said, "Okay, here in just a minute." And boy, as the preacher kept preaching, I couldn't stand it any longer. And I stepped out in the aisleway that night. And I tell you, as a 7 year old boy, I walked down that long aisle down to the altar on the left side of Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. And right there were on the piano side, right there, near close to a light socket, right there in the altar there, I asked the Lord Jesus Christ to become my personal Savior the best way that I knew how as a 7 year old boy. And God, I tell you one thing, there's some things that I know for sure. I know that God saved me that night. God changed my life. And I appreciate the goodness of the Lord. And you say, "Well, you're too young to get saved." No way, friend. Amen. I know that the God of heaven was speaking to me. And I thank the Lord, amen, that He saved me. But then, you know, as you go through life, sometimes you go through and you experience things. And we went through high school and different things. And I'm going to tell you, friends, I wasn't perfect by no means. Yes, I was saved, but I wasn't perfect. I was going through life and I was experiencing different things. Got away from the Lord a little bit. But the Lord began to deal with my heart and to bring me back into Himself. And in 1999, I remember, well, actually, let me back up. To 1997, I graduated from high school. And I remember we had the graduation ceremony here at the church, and I remember looking across the room, and it's almost like every one of those people knew exactly what they were going to be doing in life except for me. And I looked there and I thought, "Man, God, what do you want me to do? What am I supposed to be doing? What kind of role am I supposed to play in this world?" And I thought to myself, I thought, "God, there's got to be something that I can do." And the Lord began to deal with my heart, and I tell you, just enter construction, doing a lot of construction work and different things. I actually took a job at a factory facility, and took a job there, and boy, it was great. Amen. I loved that. But then in 1999, we was at Sheraton at WGCR there in Pensacola Forest, North Carolina, under the direction of Brother Randy Barton. And I never will forget, my grandfather had preached that Saturday. And boy, just an awesome message about taking hold of the fire. And I remember the youth choir got up to sing that right afterwards. And we were singing a song. I can't remember exactly what the song was. But I remember testifying there at Sheraton. And I just held my hand up as I testified. And I remember the God of heaven speaking to my soul. I'm telling you right now, something happened to me that day. And there was a humility that came over me. And I didn't understand it all at the time, but I know this. Afterwards, I began to cry and just absolutely tore out of my frame and just felt the power of God all over me. And we was coming home, and I pulled over on the side of the road, and I began to talk to my grandparents that were there, and I was telling them the experience that I had with the Lord. And my grandma at the time, she said, "Oh, praise God." She is shouting on the side of the road. She's praising the Lord, and she said, "Oh, praise God, son, that's the anointing." And I didn't know what that was. I didn't understand any of those things. But, boy, I began to find out. Amen. I understood it later on. I began to find out. And I tell you, we went home, and God began to deal my heart about preaching. And I never will forget that drawing power that God had upon my life about preaching the gospel. I can remember laying in my bed at nighttime, and God was giving me sermons, and I didn't know how to process it at the time. I didn't know how to. All I did was just write some things down, and all of that stuff was coming. It was flooding my soul at night, and I couldn't sleep, and I was so excited, but I didn't know what God wanted me to do.
And I went to talk to my grandfather. He's a pastor. You know, I thought, well, he's going to be an encouragement to me. He's going to help me. And I got there, and I told my grandpa, I said, I think that God is calling me to preach. And he laughed at me, and he said, son, he said, it's probably something you ate. It'll go away. And what he was trying to get me to see was he didn't want me to be papaw called or mamaw called or mama called or daddy called. He wanted me to be sure that it was a calling that was placed upon my life between me and the Lord. And I remember I just could not get any relief. I no matter what I'd done, I just seemed to, you know, some people talk about that they running from God. And I never went through that process of running from God. I wanted to run to God. I just wanted God to use me in a mighty way. And I just didn't know what it was that God would have me to do. And so I remember we have a prayer grove behind our church. And I went to that prayer grove, and I got in there real late one night after work. And I just bowed before the Lord. And I said, God, if you're calling me to preach, I said, I want to do the will of God. I want to be right with you. I said, but this thing's all me, and it doesn't seem like it's ever going to end. It don't seem like it's going away. I said, you know, I tried to sleep during the nighttime, and I get up the next morning, and boy, that call to preach is upon me. I said, I try to go to bed the next night. I said, that call to preach is on me. There's something in me. Something's changing. Something's happening inside my soul. And that night I asked the Lord for two things. I said, God, if you're calling me to preach, I pray that you'd give me, number one, a good night's rest. And then I said, number two, God, if you'll give me, please give me the boldness to preach whenever and wherever that you would have me to go. And I've tried my best to honor every time that I've been given an opportunity to preach, whether it be to two or three or one. I've always tried to preach every time that I've been given the opportunity to preach. I tell you today, as I think about preachers, I thought about this. I thought about the fact that I'm a preacher first and foremost because that's what I am. God called me to preach. Now, there's a wide variety of things that we do as preachers. Sometimes we counsel with people. Sometimes we, at times we are the one that takes care of the plumbing. Sometimes we're the ones that takes care of, the janitorial stuff. And sometimes we're the ones that, you know, drive the bus, you know, clean the bus, whatever it is. But I'm just so thankful that we get the opportunity to stand and preach God's word week after week. And I never dreamed in a million years that we would be preaching on the radio every single day to a vast majority of people out there. I never would have dreamed that. That's a miracle of the Lord. And I just want to say that I want to give God the glory. I want to give God the honor. And I want to magnify his holy name today, because anything that I've ever done is not about me. It's about Jesus. And about uplifting the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I remember when God first called me to preach, I'd go to the nursing homes, and we still go to the nursing homes. Amen. We still preach to the nursing homes. But I'm so thankful that God called me to be a preacher. I wouldn't want to be anything else in this world. I just magnify the Lord today. I hope that was a blessing to you. That's just some of our personal testimony and just from our heart. We love you. Have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.